This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, the Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden from Radio America, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. Michael Harrison is off this weekend, as is all of his staff. And you can see that proudly and loudly proclaimed if you go to talkers.com. We're not here! It's unusual because Michael's usually around. But at any rate, we go on because this program is on 52 weeks a year, understanding and underscoring what's going on. Earlier in the week, Talkers folks did the research as they usually do. They came up with the top 10 stories and the top 10 people on the list. And if you've been listening to the Talk Radio Review, the first part of this process, we've gone through some of them. I am just going to enumerate them, the stories and the people, and then we'll get back with Rich and Victoria talking about some of these issues. At number 10 on the story list, it's the Thanksgiving holiday. At number 9, the wildfires in California and the effect that the weather has on both coasts. It's really cold on the, it's really cold this weekend on the East Coast. Number 8 is the Acosta White House pass thing. Number 7, Ivanka Trump and her emails. Number 6, that, what a miserable piece of, you know what, this Avenatti is. Way. Anyway, so he's at number 6. The asylum claims and what Justice Roberts said about Trump when it comes to, he's usually been pretty supportive, but he wasn't this week, as is the case with the immigration thing. Number 4, what's going on with the Democrats? Who's going to be the House Speaker? Number 3, the financial markets, Dow, industrials, and all the other averages kind of going down. It's the impact of the increase in the interest rate. It's just, it's mindless. Well, maybe it isn't. Maybe it's mindful on the part of the few people who control most of the stock market. Trump and his position on immigration, that sort of thing, and the investigation. The Hillary stuff, I find it somewhat, I'm getting, you guys can school me or teach me or you can have your thought. I just think that the amount of of interest or the amount of attention being paid continually to Mueller, and I think it's artificial. I don't think there's anything there anymore. Conversationally, even, there's not anything there anymore. So do we risk, as talk radio people, do we risk losing some of the audience? It's like playing the same records over and over again that people are tired of on music radio. Enough already with this.
I'd be really curious to hear Victoria's take on this. I think that people investigate. There's obviously no Russian collusion there. There just isn't. They would have had something going now. But Mueller thinks he can get something on somebody. So the millions of dollars in the investigation keeps going. He sees something, but it's not what he was set out.
Why is my question here, Richie and Victoria, is why is he the one who decides how long this goes on? Why is it like he's an independent contractor or something?
The president is the one who decides. But Victoria, how far can they take this to where he gets off the original mission and goes down a side road to see if he can get something else that he can get anybody on? How far can he go with this?
Because part of the original mission was that it is matters arising out of. And so he does get to do matters arising out of. And so some of those things are that he is doing that. And there clearly is collusion because there have been people who have pled guilty, and
they pled guilty to tax evasion. They haven't pled guilty to anything related to collusion. They pled guilty to not properly doing their taxes. They pled guilty to hiding money or laundering money. There's nothing that has been anybody's pled anything to related to collusion. So what? How long do we go through this?
What I think we are seeing in this investigation is that there is a considerable amount of there. Now, what I'm not saying that there is anything there to do with President Trump, because I don't know what Mueller has, because what we are seeing is that we don't know what Mueller has. And that's a good thing, because we don't want to know what Robert Mueller has, because we don't want to have a leak-filled investigation. I think we'd all agree with that,
sure.
Right?
Sure,
right.
Yeah,
we all want that. So we have to wait and see what Mueller has. We don't know if there's collusion within the Trump campaign, and we hope that there isn't collusion within the Trump campaign. But for us to second-guess the Mueller investigation and to say that there is or there isn't, when we know that there was the Trump Tower meeting, and we know about the emails that went back and forth, and we know about conversations, is foolish, because we don't know one way or the other. We don't know what happened. And so let's wait for things to come up. Let me finish what I'm saying, please. Let me just finish what I'm saying. I'm saying we don't know. And what I'm also saying is that I hope that there wasn't. What I also think is that we don't know whether there was an attempt to obstruct the investigation, which is a separate thing, and that is also troubling and also should not have happened. And that is remarkably silly if it did happen, because why? Why do that? That is silly and very, very stupid to do, and might well have happened also and might not have happened. So just let it go, let it come out, and don't say, well, it's gone on too long, because, hello, Benghazi.
Well, it has.
Benghazi. Yeah. Benghazi,
same
Benghazi,
thing.
Benghazi, Fast and Furious, Fast
but
and Furious.
But see, that doesn't make it right. That's the whole thing here.
It just gives you an example of how silly we are in terms of saying something's too long. Oh, but that wasn't long enough. Because there's false equivalences in our system. There's false equivalences.
My thing is, like take it back to Bill Clinton.
We play whataboutism all the time.
But Bill Clinton got... Basically convicted and impeached on something that was totally irrelevant to what the original investigation was.
Running the country.
Right.
Yeah, and running the country.
And that's where these investigations go.
We're playing whataboutism again.
Yeah, I know. It's just the free reign to just fly all over their place and spend all of our money, and I just think it's frustrating.
Well, I think the side that I would come down on is whether it's what is it going to really prove, and wait for it to come out. I mean, at this point, after 2 years and spending all this money,
I think
if there was something there, it would have.
It
would seem
2 years
really
for a start. It's 2 years.
Been pretty close to it.
It's a year and a half. Yeah.
Well,
if that.
Whatever it is, it's a lot of money and a lot of hand wringing, and it's very political. And it just doesn't, there's no, Trump is, what happens with people, we all understand to a certain degree what personalities are all about. Trump is he's probably bipolar. He has really deficiencies, real deficiencies, like most of us have, but his are more pronounced in his ability to see the big picture. He's very myopic, and what he has gotten away with running his business is what he's, if you want to use the term, getting away with running the country. And there's some people who are so tired of what we have. It's back to almost this whole business of democracy. Does it really work? Can it work? We'd like to think that it works, and we'd like to think that we are self-ruling. But because of the impact of things like money, the press and media and influences on
I forget who it was I heard say it the other day, but it was genius. And it was basically like the framers are looking down on us and smiling because this is how it should work. It shouldn't be easy. We should not be able to have one person push laws through and have it their way. We should argue about it and end somewhere up in the middle, somehow, some way. Now, it's gotten really contentious in the past couple of decades, but their opinion was it's working because no one branch, no one person has control over everything. Mm-hmm. And the election 2 weeks ago just proves it. It swings back, you know, the pendulum swings back.
Yeah. But there is more anger, there's more annoyance, there's more outward feelings of intolerance on both sides.
Yeah.
And for me, it is very troubling. 16 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison not here this week, so we have the services of Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company and Rich McFadden from Radio America. Here's something important for us all to think about as we look at our waistlines, as we understand we've eaten a lot of good food, maybe we've eaten a lot of bad food, we've just eaten a lot of food over the course of the last 2, 3, 4 days. And now it's time for us to put some of that into perspective. You'll hear me talking lots during the next month or two about losing weight, keeping your weight where it is, being healthy, because that's really the people who support this program all know what my own personal feelings are about how well you need to eat, the exercise routines, all of that stuff. And so here's one component of how you keep yourself in shape as the weather, the winter comes on, we find ourselves with colds and the flu and all that sort of thing. If you have a weakened immune system by maybe too much partying, too much drinking, not enough sleep, all of that stuff, you need to do the best you can, hopefully, to put the things into your body that will help you, give you a fighting chance, give your body a fighting chance. And that's what Texas Superfood Complete Organic does. It enhances your immune system, mine, all of us, who take two of these capsules in the morning, or maybe you take a teaspoon of the powder and put it in your drink. Comes either way, either as a capsule or as the free powder. 55 naturally grown organic fruits and vegetables have been dried and powdered and put into this compound in these capsules. Imagine, think of it, 55 natural fruits and vegetables. So these are the mainstay of Texas Superfood Complete Organic. It's what you get. It really will enhance your immune system. It's very important. So let's go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug and get the full line there. Order the Texas Superfood Complete Organic, if you will, and then help yourself to health. That's what it is. Get it now at TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calotren besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calotren. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com. 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you're buying more than 3 bottles, you get the fourth one free. Toploss.com using the code DJV.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 and change at the hour. Talk Radio Roundup and the Talk Radio Countdown Show sort of blending together, because Michael Harrison nor any of his staff are around. So Rich McFadden and I are working through the stories and some of the people on the list. The people usually reflect what the stories are, for sure. The business of Trump standing by the Saudis, this is a very, very difficult place for him to be. I think he's in the wrong place on this, and the allegiances, is it that we don't understand? They'll tell us, well, we don't really understand the delicate nature of the balance of power in the Middle East. You know what? That doesn't really strike me as being something I care about as much as dealing with people that you can trust and reflect some or most of our values. These people don't. 19 Saudis crashed into 3 buildings that belong to the United States of America and ditched a plane in the middle of a field in Pennsylvania. They were all Saudis. I have never gotten beyond that, Rich. I have never been able to, in my mind, get beyond
that. It's hard
that.
To. Yeah, it's hard to get beyond that. It's, yeah. Hey, here's what I don't understand, okay? In the past, when we've had these situations pop up, because the Saudis have always been protected because we get all their oil, right? We have just massive amounts of the money.
We don't even need it anymore. Look at all the oil that's been they're pumping out of Texas. There's 3,100 new wells down.
That's one thing I don't get. But here in the past, what happens is the president says, listen, Your Holiness, or whatever they call the prince over there.
Your Holiness.
He says,
may not be.
Whatever. Your Majesty, I'm going to pretend to slap you on the wrist, and I'm going to say some things, and I'm going to tell people that we're putting these sanctions on, and I'm going to tell people that we're doing this. But, you know, between you and I, it's all good. We'll just keep doing everything the way. Why didn't Trump just do that? Instead of coming out and going...
Because he doesn't have the finesse to do it. He doesn't have the skills. That's what we were talking about before. He has no interpersonal skills, and he really isn't... He's a smart, street smart guy, but he's not intellectually intelligent. He doesn't see all sides.
I see.
He sees one side. And it's been okay to this point. It's been good. I mean, I'm happy NAFTA's gone, frankly, because I think NAFTA did screw. You know how I am about the American farmer.
Yeah,
I'm a farmer.
Yeah.
And the NAFTA treaty screwed American farmers. And the deal that was made with Canada and Mexico to redo the tenets of that agreement were in our favor. They were good. He pushes. One of the good things about him is he throws all kinds of stuff against the wall to see what sticks. And he always floats controversial stuff, whether it's renegotiating the deal with Boeing for what we're paying for the new planes, or whether it's immigration, whatever it is. He goes to the extreme. He goes to the ultimate, to the limit, and pushes and pushes and pushes, because that's what guys who come from that business, that particular business background, that's what they do. They push until they get pushed back.
And I still have a hard time figuring out whether he's just a genius and sly as a fox, or just a moron and just really doesn't get it, but gets lucky.
I don't think he's either. I don't think he's a moron. I don't think he's a genius. I just think that he is a rough-and-tumble New York guy who understands how... You know, the real estate
business does whatever it takes to get business done.
Exactly. Right. And the real estate business is home for some of the most ruthless culprits, because there's so much money involved in these deals. You know, it's kind of like being in the drug business, the marijuana business, whatever.
Oh, absolutely.
They win at all costs because there is so much money at stake. So when you look at the government of our country, there's so much money at stake, more money at stake than anything else. And that's what makes these things so difficult, it seems. 28.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets, based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Hendy audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Early figures indicate that shoppers are spending more money this year than they did on Black Friday last year. The National Retail Association expects Americans to spend $720 billion between now and December 31st. In New York, these shoppers fought the crowds.
I thought it would be cheaper, but it's okay. It's crowded.
It started out okay, and then it just got worse. Just got progressively worse.
I've been everywhere, basically. Foot Locker, clothing stores, things like that. Everything's crowded.
A government-mandated study concludes climate change is real and threatens nearly every fabric of our lives. Rachel Licker, a senior climate scientist with the Climate and Energy Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists, says something can still be done.
Climate change is here and now in the United States. It is caused by humans. It is expected to pose increasingly serious consequences for each of us, and that's especially true if we do not take action now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones at the DC Radio Company. Rich McFadden is at Radio America. Both of them are in Washington, and much of what we talk about here on the Countdown originates in Washington. It's Trump, it's Mueller, it's Nancy Pelosi, it's Adam Schiff. I'm looking at the list of people this week, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. These lists you can always find, by the way, at Talkers.com. You can hear Talkers Radio and Talkers Television there. A lot of a great focus on this fabulous format, which has lots of interesting characters in it, lots of people hopefully thinking and expressing themselves in a way that people have understanding and also tolerance for different points of view. That's one of the things that I think also has changed in our country, and it may be because of some of the personalities on Talk Radio, News Talk Radio, some of the people on television. It is a challenge. It really is for those of us who would like to make sure that all sides are entertained. Even if we, you know, it's hard because it has become so personal. And whether it is or isn't appropriate or ought not to be, it just is. When you talk about, I know Adam Schiff, for example, number five on the people list this week, as congressman from Los Angeles, happens to represent my daughter's district where she lives, and he grew up in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, moved to California. My daughter, he believes in a lot of the same things that my daughter does in terms of politics and rights and that sort of thing. And my daughter happened to have been in a group of people who had a meeting at Adam Schiff's office there, and the first thing they talked about was coming from Framingham. And then, you know, they get down to the nitty-gritty of what his points of view are. And when anybody has strong feelings, I don't really know that much about Adam Schiff. I know what I read about him, and I know what my daughter says about him, and I know that I probably wouldn't vote for him if I were given the opportunity to. Having said that, you know, he represents a point of view, as does Pelosi, as does Trump, as does, you know, elected officials represent a point of view. And those are the people I want to hear from, frankly. I don't want to know, and I don't care. You know, all this focus on Ivanka Trump and the news media trying to grind, some of the news media trying to grind up on the emails case, and it's the same thing as Hillary Clinton. You know what? I can't vote for Ivanka Trump. Maybe she's there because of her father. Of course she's there because of her father. But I can't do anything about, I can vote for her father or not vote for her father, and if he wins, she's around, and if he loses, then she's not around. So that eliminates that. I don't know if the two of you feel or understand what I'm saying. The people that are focusing, John Roberts, I can't do anything about him and his pronouncements because he's not part of the elected scheme of things. He was appointed by somebody that we elected, and if we don't like the appointments that these people make, then we vote them out. But it becomes so complicated because there are so many parts, moving parts, to this globe that has very few people that answer to the public. Look at, we have 4 million bureaucrats that work for the federal, the state, and the local governments. 4 million of them. And they don't give two craps about what you think. Go to the DMV and tell me you can find somebody in there who really cares about what you're trying to do or what you're trying to fix. But we have no say over it. You can be frustrated, well, you can be angry, but you can't do anything about it. Anyway,
it's even worse than that, actually, because forget the 4 million bureaucrats. What about all of the contractors and government contractors that control the 4 million bureaucrats, and they control the 4 million bureaucrats? So it's the swamp. As much as Trump says he would like to drain the swamp, the swamp owns the swamp, and
he's not doing much.
Nothing you can do about it.
And my feelings about, you know, Mueller and some of these other people that are there, Sarah Sanders, whoever it is. I mean, it's a different group now. 4 years from now, maybe a different group. Who knows? But it's the anger and the vitriol that we feel is well-placed most of the time. But what we want to do or can do about it, our business is to talk about it. Okay.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Three after the hour now. It's time for our weekly visit from Professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's here on the job to go through the legal ramifications. A lot of things this week that are in the legal beagle department, as far as I'm concerned anyway, looking at the charts from Talkers Magazine. Let's start with the Justice Roberts ruling, or I don't know what you call it, but him and his thoughts. We don't hear much from him. Are you surprised? What do you think of all of this, Steve?
I was pleasantly surprised. What's happened is, and this happened with President Trump when he was campaigning. He was slandering judges, accusing them of being biased, castigating rulings with usually his sadness and disgrace. Those seem to be his big words. But quite frankly, we've never had a president attack and denigrate the legal system, and quite frankly, without knowing what he's talking about. And at this point, Justice Roberts, who avoids politics because that's what he's supposed to do. He's not supposed to comment. But even here it was, whoa, wait a minute. We are a co-equal branch of government. There are no Obama judges. There are no Trump judges. There are judges, and when they do their job correctly, that's how it works. There's an appeal system. That works. You know, I may not agree with every decision of every court. No one will. But quite frankly, it's probably the most effective and efficient right now of all of our branches of government.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting way of putting it, isn't it? I hadn't thought about it that way, but yeah. All right, number six on the countdown is the assault allegation against Mr. Avenatti. Mr. Grandstanding Avenatti, that's my own pejorative on him. He's a big $3 bill. So what do we need to know about that?
This one is just is wonderful for the gossipers, but then it's a matter of, let's get down to it. The initial the initial news that came out, and it was news. He was arrested. In regard to accusations of domestic abuse in regard to a woman with whom he was living. And he was, you know, quite adamant that this was absolutely, just all lies and, to excuse the pun, trumped up. Giving the devil his due, the prosecutors at this point have declined not to prosecute, and it does seem to be some indications that perhaps these allegations are not accurate. So this is one that we're going to wait and see what the L.A. District Attorney's Office does with it. This may be a story about how news can be manipulated to attack someone, or it may be news about, someone violating the law.
Here's the difference. Help explain to people wondering about the law and how the nuance works. L.A. County dropped the investigation and gave it to L.A. City. Why are there so many different levels and branches, and why would the rules be different depending on who is the prosecutor?
You know, you'll have county officials in law enforcement. You'll have city officials. They're not using different laws. They both have jurisdiction. However, it may be that the investigative forces within, say, the L.A. City may have better resources, particularly when it comes to domestic abuse allegations and investigations, than the county does. So it's a bureaucratic thing, which is not to say it's necessarily bad because it's bureaucratic, but it's a decision of who can most effectively look into this.
All right. Now, there's an investigation, a legal investigation into Ivanka Trump. Is there legally anything that says you can't use, it's kind of cloudy as to what her position is anyway. So what's the big deal other than her father says that Hillary should go to jail?
Right.
So does Ivanka have to go to jail too under the circumstances, or is it just so much hooey?
Well, maybe they can share a cell. Yeah. In fact, I think the allegations against Hillary Clinton were overblown. The allegations against Ivanka Trump are overblown. The ones against Ivanka Trump are perhaps less of concern. But in both cases, it's much ado about nothing.
Can we use that same for Acosta?
I think this is a case where it's going to end, but the president's abuse of the media is serious.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.